The Nitziv visualizes Nadakis. Right, but it's really the same kind of Teretz. All right, we'll have it here. Yeah. Now, two things. First of all, I want to remind you that after, right after Hanukkah vacation, there will be a Pchinah and all the Gemara from the beginning of the Tzitz HaShabbos. After the point where we'll be after it, at that time, before when the Hanukkah vacation starts. That's one thing. And then, yesterday, I had a very important appointment, and I thought I would be able to come back, but I had to spend several hours, so I missed the shiur. Now, tomorrow, I would like to start the shiur in Tarubes at 9 o'clock. So you should know, I mean, that you have to be ready. You should be here anyway. I mean, even if I don't start the shiur at 9 o'clock. But I mentioned it to you, I would like to start the shiur at 9 o'clock.
Shir Lam and Vav and Shabbos, Yud Zayin, Chesav, Hei Tov, Shalom and Zayin, Thursday, December 12th, Thursday, December 9th, 1976.
Now, we went over the taste list yesterday, okay? A very complicated taste list, but so there are two Tehutzim, and the two Tehutzim are very similar to each other. In other words, both Tehutzim, the Teretz by the Tzvasemes and the Teretz by the Nitziv, visualize a case where it is a Rishus Rabim Midraise, where the Mori is a Rishus Rabim Midraise, but still you can set up an Eir Aviv Midrabam. So the Tzio mentioned by, visualized by the Tzvasemes is, where it runs lengthwise with the, where the length of the Move runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabim, so even though it's not a Zayin Amu wide, it's still a Rishus Rabim Midraise. But had it been a Zayin Amu wide, so then Midrabonon you couldn't set up an Eir. But since it's not a Zayin Amu wide, so even Midrabonon you can set up an Eir. And the Teretz of the Nitziv is that it doesn't have to be to run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabim, even if it is connected to the Reichav Rishus Rabim, Mifulesh Mishnei Zodim to the Reichav Rishus Rabim, not to the length of the Rishus Rabim, but it is on the whole it is Tezayin Amuwai. But let's say here, so between here and here there is Tezayin Amu, but he put up, let's say, Lechi here, so at the opening, so then it's not a Zayin Amu wide, so it's still a Rishus Rabim Midraise, but that Rabbonon, that you cannot set up an Erev, if it is more than Yud Gimel Amu Ishlish, is only if at the opening to the Rishus Rabim, it's more than Yud Gimel Amu Ishlish, but if at the opening to the Rishus Rabim, you set up a Lechi, so here it's only Yud Gimel Amu Shlish, so then you can set up an Eir of Rabbon. So it's really the same kind of Teretz. Alright, now, but it's mashma that the right Teretz is the Teretz given by the Svasemes, because Teisve says, Vishom Perashti. So Teisve is referring to what he said in Erev. And in Erev, he doesn't mention the Teretz. He doesn't mention the Teretz. Neir Rav Mun Teisa says the Kashi. Now in the Gemara, there in the Gemara Neir Rav, the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, Tavor Amdale, Keitzat Ma'arvin Derech Rishus Rabbin, Eise Tzuras HaPesach Mikam, Vilechi Vikira Mikam. Hananya may be Shama Yemer may see Delis Mikam, Delis Mikam. We see Lame may see Delis Mikam, Lakira Mikam. Then, so the Gemara Sikashe, so we see that the Rabbonon also say that you can set up an Erev in the Rishus Rabim, Ketzat Marvin, the Rishus Rabim. So in other words, even something that is, so the Gemara assumed that the price, when it says Ketzat Marvin, the Rishus Rabim, has reference to Rishus Rabim, that is, has it in Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit. Vatanye, yes, Rishus Rabim Mimarve, is it so? That even according to the Chachomim, so you can set up an Eirev in der Rishus Rabin, Vatani Yesar, Genoma Rabbi Yude, Misha Hoyoloi, Schnee Botim, Schnee Zinner Rishus Rabin, Eisi Lechem Mikam, Lechem Mikam, Kirem Mikam, Kirem Mikam, wie Meise, wie Meise, wie Emza, Omuloi, Marmur, Rishus Rabin, Bikach. So, the Chachomim imply that you cannot set up an Erev in the Rishus Rabin. Vichiteime, Bikach, Udloi, Marve, Hobidlos is Marve, when Rabbi Yude said, when Rabbi Yude said, when Rabbonon said to Rabbi Yude, they mean you cannot set up an Erev by simply setting up two lechis on both sides, on both open sides. But by means of glosses, you can set up an Erev. You can set up an Erev. So we see that even with glosses, it's not effective. But it has to be closed at night, and if it's not closed at night, so even though you have real glosses, real glosses, so it's not an Erev. So how can the Rabbonon say here in this braise set up an Erev? So then the Gemara gives a teretz. The Gemara gives a teretz that when the braise says that you can set up an Erev, the braise doesn't mean derech Rishus Rabin. A Rishus Rabim, a real Rishus Rabim, a Rishus Rabim that is a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit. So, in such a Rishus Rabim, Erev is not effective, even all the glosses, except if the glosses are closed at night and it obstructs the passage of the Rabbi at night. But when does the Braise say that you can set up an Erev? That is, Horekoma, Keitzat Miyavim Ivoyis Amphiloshim Rishus Rabim, Eisim Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Vilechim Mikiro Mikan. So in other words, where it's not a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit, but on the basis of the fact that it becomes identified and brought to the Rishus Rabim, to which it is mifulesh on both sides. So such a Rishus Rabim, even though it is a Rishus Rabim midraise, an Erev is effective. But where it is a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit, not because it becomes bottle and it merges and it becomes identified with another Rishus Rabim, so then an Erev is not effective, even an Erev all did losses. This is what Gemara says. So Teisa says the Kashi here, V'chiteime b'kachut lo'im arve, mashma dimosik da'filu b'dlosis lo'im arve. In other words, that the price that says that an Erev is effective has reference only to a movim mifulesh that acquires a deal Rishus Rabim by its identification and by its mergence with the Rishus Rabim. But something that is a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit, so a Erev is not effective. So, mashma dimosik da'filu b'dlosis lo'im arve. So, vim came, so in other words, so that means when the Rabbonon say to Rabbi Yude, a Rabbi Rishus Rabim Bikach, so it has reference to a real Rishus Rabim, that is Rochef Tezayin Amo. That's Rochef Tezayin Amo, so that's why they say, a Rabbi Rishus Rabim Bikach. So, because he had the come with Sefirkin Amrin al Cholayes el Yiter, so that means that Rabbonon, when the Achilikan Rabbi Yude and they say a Rabim, so they have reference to a real Rishus Rabim, a Rishus Rabim Gmuro, that is Rochef Tezayin Amo. So Rabbonon say you cannot be mad of it. You cannot be mad of it. And Rabbi Yude says you can be mad of it. But the question is, Rabbi Yude, we question come with Firkin Amrin Cholayes Elohite Rabbi Yude Alayidimu Amu Shlich. So that's Tesis Kashi. So Tesis gives this teretz that even though Rabbi Yude is not Matir, Elo Alayidimu Amu Ushlish. And here Rabbi Yude is Matir, because when do we say that Rabbi Yude is not Matir? That is in a case where there is Tezayin Amo in the Morei. So then even Rabbi Yude is not Matir mid Rabbanon. If there is more than Yud Gimel Amo Ushlish, Mashein Kein, the price where Rabbi Yude says that you can set up an Erev by putting up a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side, with two mechitzes gmuras lengthwise. So Rabbi Yude has reference to a case where it does not have Tezayin Amo, but it runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabim. So Tesis gives this teretz, but Tesis could have given the teretz the Nitziv says, and Tesis doesn't give the teretz of the Nitziv. So Memele, it's more mistabea it's more mistaken that the right pshat with Teisves is what the Sfasem says, not what the Nitziv says. Now, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes the din. Now, Simen Shin Mem Hei, Siv Zayin, Izeo Rishus Rabin, Rechaveis Ushvokim, Horichovim Tezayin Amo, Veino Mikori, Veino Emcheimo, Or, Vafilo Yeshlo Emcheimo, Imeinu Foloshim Mishal Mishal, Vein Glossop Nimulis Balaimo, Have Rishus Rabin, Vyeshemri, so the first Loshim doesn't mention the requirement of Shishim Ribbon. But then the second Loshim says, V'yeshemrim, shekol shen shishim ribay, evrim bay b'chol yeim, ein erishus harab. That's the sheet of Rashi, Teisves, the Rosh, the Tur. All right. Mivoy yisor chavden sifres, mivoy yisor rechovim, tezayin amo, umiskatzrim b'kzoson. Ve'ein buhen tezayin amo. Now, so the Gro makes a correction here. Umiskatzrim b'kzoson, oi, Oy shein ben tzayin amo. Oy b'shein tzayo. We all come leir achrishus harab. The goyim makes this correction. In other words, so we have to read as follows. Mivoy yisal rechobim tzayin amo. Tzayin amo b'kzoso. Harechobim tzayin amo b'kzoso. Oy shein ben tzayin amo. We all come leir achrishus harab. We all call the Erech Rishis Arabi. So, Yei Sheimrim Sheim Rishis Arabi. So in other words, so the Mechaber is saying two things. Number one, that if you have in Movei, that is Rochef Tezayin Amo on the whole, but at certain points, it's now. At certain points, it's now. So then, it's still a Rishis Arabi. Number two, Shein went to Zayin Amo. That the whole Movei is less than to Zayin Amo. But it runs lengthwise with the length of the Rosh Hashanah. Oy Shein went to Zayin Amo. We all come later to Rosh Hashanah. Yei Shein Rim Sheu Rosh Hashanah. So, the second Tziyo, as the Goyen corrects it, so is Mamesh, what Teisve says, that government base, in Davovamid Beis Nera. It just happens that Teisves discusses the same thing in Davovamid Beis in Nera and Davovamid Beis in Shabbos. So he says, V'yeid yeshleima, dimikor anami yod eshapet lehiter abiyudu haidrimu amu ushlish, umikor mokim haver ishusarabi muro, geishir ishusarabi achas mishnei tzamod, mishnei tzile amo, vei reichat tezayin amo, veirach ishusarabi mahalchim derach amo. The hashtag, you will be moving to have a rich design amos, have a rich sarabi more. I mean, so that's the second CEO in the Bechada. Oi, shame behem design amo, we all can lay a rich sarabi, ye shame him share a sarabi. So that's the second CEO in the Bechada. In other words, where the whole move is less than design amo, but it runs lengthwise, it continues to run lengthwise with the length of the rich sarabi. So it's connected with the length of the Rishis HaRabim, not with the width of the Rishis HaRabim. So then, even though it doesn't have the Zayin Amo, so it has a din of a Rishis HaRabim Midraise. But in such a Rishis HaRabim Midraise, you can set up an Erev Viv Midrabon. If, let's say, it is the Zayin Amo completely, you cannot even set up an Erev Midrabon. Alright. So, there's the second seal. But the first seal is Mivoyis or Chovin Tezayin Amo Umiskatzrim Biktsosam. Umiskatzrim Biktsosam. So that means that's like the tzior of the tzir. That means that in the Movei itself, so it's Tezayin Amo right on the whole, but at certain points, let's say, at the opening, you set up a lechi here, so you are mimited till you give Amo Ishlish. So it's also Vishisarab, Midrais. But since it's not a Zayin Amo all over, so Mimele, you can set up an Erev Viv Midrabon. So in other words, so what the Nitziv says is really mentioned in the Mechaber. That such a move, even though at the Pesach, at the opening to the Rishus Rabbim on both sides, it is narrowed, it is reduced to Yudgim Lamur Shlish, but there, on the whole, it is the Zayin Amuwai. So even though here it's not the Zayin Amuwai, it has a Din of Rishus Rabbim. So that Din is mentioned by the Mechaber. Alright. So the Mechaber says, Yei Shemri, Shim Okon Leirech, Rishus Rabbim, Hareyim Rishus Rabbim. Now, so he says, Yei Shemri. In other words, it's not, so he says, it's Yei Shemri. Now, then he says, it's not according to all the Shem. Why? Because when Teisves in Erev, as the Kashi, why does the Mashma the Gossi Gafir Gossi Sloy Ma'arve? So the kosher will come with 14 aminu chol ha-yesa le-hiter Rav Yudah le-gim ha-amu ishlish. So the second teretz is the mikor enami yodah shapir le-hiter Rav Yudah le-gim ha-amu ishlish. But the first teretz is something else. So in other words, the first teretz doesn't agree with this chidesh that if a move does not have to zayin amo at all. But as long as it runs lengthwise to the length of the Rishus HaRabim, so mimele it has a din of the Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't agree with that. So that's why the Mechaber says, Yei Shemrim. Yei Shemrim Shem Rishus HaRabim. Because only one chite, the first Loshin Teisves Nirav and Davor, doesn't agree with that. Now Teisves also, now, Teisves, Daf Nun Tes, in Erev, so it's mashma that his shita is Daf Nun Tes Omud Aleph. Teisves Dibra Masru Yoshal Yochid. So he says, Elo Yesh Leim Av Rishus Rabbim Veres Bisecho, Shein Rochef Tezayin Amo, Elo Yesh Rishus Rabbim Rochef Tezayin Amo Mikan O Mikan, Ubeikim Derech Oyir, Mizu Lezu, Vehave Rishus Rabbim Af Rishecho Deleke Tezayin Amo, Kmoy Ben Amuri. And he doesn't spell out that only if it runs lengthwise in the length of the Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, so it's mashma that there is a third that even if it doesn't run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus HaRabim, but it is mifulesh on both sides to the Rishus HaRabim, so then it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, so there are three shittes Rishayim. One shittes of Rishayim is that if it's not a Zayin Amo wide, even though it's be foolish on both sides to the Rishus HaRabim, it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim, even if it runs lengthwise, it does not have a din. There's the first Loshin in Erev and Davov. Then the second Loshin in Erev and Davov is that if it doesn't run lengthwise, so it's not Rochet Zayin Amo, it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim Midrashe. But if it runs lengthwise, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim Midrashe. And then the third sheet of Teisves is that even if it doesn't run lengthwise, and it's connected to the width of the Rishus HaRabim on both sides, not to the length of the Rishus HaRabim, so it still has a, as long as it's mifulesh Rishus HaRabim on both sides, so it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So there are three shittes of Rishayim. Alright. Now this is Sifches. Siftes, the Mechaber says, Migoyin so rechovi, Yudgimu amo ushlish, Ushnei rosheyem ufuloshim Rishus HaRabim, Shehu rochef tezayet, Yeishem rim shehu Rishus HaRabim. That's another shit. That Migoyin so rechovi, so Yudgimu amo ushlish, Ushnei rosheyem ufuloshim, Rishus HaRabim, שהוא רוכב תזיין, תזיין. So יש שמר שיש שרבים. So that's the biggest חומר. I mean that's the shite that is lying with the tasteless, with the tasteless, with the tasteless dachnun tesenerim. But the mechaber, the old nesikelim say that that's the rosh. But actually tasteless dachnun tesenerim has the same shite. So he says miboyis or chovim yudgim lames ushlish. ושניהם, ושני ראשיהם מפולושים לרשוס הרבים, שהוא רוכב תזיין, יהיה שמרים שהוא רשוס הרבים. In other words, even if it's not all from the ערך רשוס הרבים. Because in Sifres he mentioned, יהיה שמרים, אם הוא כל ערך רשוס הרבים, מה ראים רשוס הרבים. In Sifres he says, that even if it's not all from the ערך רשוס הרבים, even if it's not all from the ערך רשוס הרבים, as long as שני ראשיהם, open to Rishus Rabin, that is Rochit Tezayin, so Yei Shemrim Shehu Rishus Rabin, even though the Mori itself, at no point is a Tezayin, but it should give you Amur Shlish. In other words, so we have three Shidus Rishayim. One Shidus Rishayim is the first Loshin in Erev and Davov and Teisves. That's the biggest Kula. That if it is not Rochef Tezayin Amo, even though it's Mifurish Rishus Rabin, and even though it runs lengthwise through the length of Rishus Rabin, it's not a Rishus Rabin. Then there is another Shite, the second Loshin in Erev and Davov in Teisves. That it all depends. If it runs lengthwise through the length of Rishus Rabin, it is a Rishus Rabin Rice. But if it is connected to the width of Rishus Rabin, so it cannot be heavy in Rishus Rabin if it's not Tezayin Amo itself wide. And then there is the shite of the Rosh, and that's mashma also the shite. In Teisves Dafnun Tes, in Erev Dafnun Tes Amid Aleph, that's the biggest chumre. That as long as it's mifulish Rishus Rabin, even though it's mifulish Rishus Rabin to the width of the Rishus Rabin, not to the length of the Rishus Rabin, and even though the Move itself at no point is Rochet Tezayin Amo, it has a din of Rishus Rabin Midrais. And that's the sheet of the Rosh explicitly, it's mashma tesis neirav dachman tes. But the Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Miboyis or Rechovin, Yudgimu Amo Ushlish, Ushnei Roshayim Ufoloshim Roshus Rabin, Shehu Rochit Tezayim. Yeish, the Roshus Rabin is Rochit Tezayim. But the Mover is not, he's only Rochit Yudgimu Amo Ushlish. So he says, Yeish Emrim, Shehu Roshus Rabin. Yeish Emrim, Shehu Roshus Rabin. Midrais. Right. The Goyen points out, that the point mentioned by the Mechaber, Mivoyis or Rechovim Yudgimu Amo Ushlish, Ushnei Roshim Vloshim Sarabim, Yeshu Sarabim. So it mashma, it implies, Dapti for Chol Apoches, the Rechef of the Move is Yudgimu Amo Ushlish. But suppose the Rechef of the Move is less than Yudgimu Amo Ushlish, then it's not a Rishi Sarabim. That's the Rosh, that's the Roshin of the Rosh. But the Rashbo, so the Goyim points out, the Rashbo in Erev, and also the Mir in Shabbos says the same thing. So, that even if it's not Rochev Yudgimu Amo Shlish, as long as it's more than Eser Amis, because up to Eser Amis it has a din of a Pesach. So if it's Rochev less than Eser Amis, then certainly it does not have a din of a Rishus Rabbi, the Mode. But if it's more than Eser Amis, even though it's not even Yudgimu Amo Ushlish wide, so it's also Rishus Rabin. In other words, that's even a bigger chumre than what the Mechaber mentions in Siftes. The Mechaber in Siftes mentions the Shittes of Hashem and the Shittes of Rosh. That even if the Move is not a Zayin Amo wide, as long as it's Mefulesh Rishus Rabin. Even though it's Mefulesh to the Reich of Rishus Rabin. Not to the length of, not to the Erech Rishus Rabin. It has a din of Rishus Rabin. But he spells out that L'chol HaPoches the Reich of must have a minimum of Yudgimu Amo Shishlish. The implication being, suppose, it's less than Yudgimu Amo Shishlish. Let's say, so if it's less than Yudgimu Amo Shishlish, so it does not have a din of Rishus Rabin. But the Rashbo in Erevim says, the Rashbo in the Ritvo, in Erev say that even if it's less than Yudgimu Amo Shlish, as long as it's over Yudamo, so it does not have a din of a Pesach, so it's still a Rishus Rabin. These are the shittes in regard to Mov. These are the shittes in regard to Mov. All right. Now, the next stages. Vamai Kovalei Gmuro Maulet Eime. Eime Ried, Roshin Gmuro, Adarabe. Ifre Mistab. Zui Rishus Ayochit Gmur. Aber so Eime Rishus Ayochit Gmur. Aber hier Rishus Ayochit Ksas. Virasho Yishwa Bedeichak Lefi Agmor. So that was Stasis is asking Ikashi and Gimor. According to Rashi's Pshat, so there is no Kashi and Gimor. The Gmur says, but my colleague Gmur Maulet Eime keep with Rabbon Alei Rabbidu Lahav Rishus Ayochit Amin Militalk. Aber Israel, Aber Israel, Megalei, so Kamashimelon, so Kamashimelon, so, in other words, if the price had said Zurich Sayochit, not Zurich Sayochit more, so then I would say, so Rashi explains it, so then I would say that Rabbonon are only Chelikan Rabbiud in regard to the rice, but not in regard to the Rabbonon. The Chachomim are not Chelik. And Rabbi Yehuda in regard to a Rabbonon. In other words, that mid Rabbonon, that they are only chilek. I'm sorry. So if the price had said Zuyirush Sayochid, Marush Sayochid Muro, I would say that the Chachomim are only chilek and Rabbi Yehuda in regard to a Rabbonon. That you cannot set up an Erev al the lechem ikan lechem ikan. But vis-a-vis the Raise, the Rabbonon, the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So now that the price says the Zuyrish Ayochit Muro, so that means, what does it mean Muro? That it has Mechitzes Mures. Mechitzes Mures. But if it doesn't have four Mechitzes Mures, it just has two Mechitzes, so then it's not a Rishus Ayochit, even Midrais. Even Midrais. This is how Rashi explained it. So then the Gemara is good. But Eisve says, the Loshon of Muroi does not mashma that way. Because the Loshon of Muroi is mashma. Zuy Rishus Ayochid. In other words, if it has four mechitzes, then it's a complete Rishus Ayochid. But if it doesn't have four mechitzes, if it has, let's say, two mechitzes, as in the case of Yesa Mikeal, so then it's not a full Rishus Ayochid, but it's still a Rishus Ayochid to a certain extent. But that would not be in line with what the Gemara says. So this is what Tesis is saying. Eimeri the Roshin Gmuro Adarabe, Ifrem Istabre, Zuyir Shayochit Gmuro, Abo Zuyir Shayochit Gmuro, Abo Shayochit Ksas. So Memeile the Gemara is difficult. But the Rashi Yishva B'Deichak, because Rashi says that Gmuro does not mean, as it is usually assumed, that in the sense a full Rishayochit, 100% Rishayochit, but Gmuro means a Rishayochit in which all the mechitzes were nigma, a Rishayochit that has all the four mechitzes. So then the Gemara is good. This is what Tesis means. So Tesis really is asking a kashe against the Gemara. He's not arguing with Rashi. He's not asking a kashe against Rashi, because on the contrary, according to Rashi's pshat, the Gemara is very good. But the pashtes aloshin of Gmuro is the other way. It means Zuyirish Zayochit Muro, if it has four mechitzes, then it's a foolish Zayochit. But if it doesn't have four mechitzes, if it has two mechitzes, so it's not a complete Rish Zayochit, but it is still, to a certain extent, a Rish Zayochit. So then, we couldn't say, Maud, Abel Yisrek Meile. So he says, V'rashe Yishva B'deichak Lefi Agmo. Kam Bizman She Yisroel Shruin B'Mibo, Mashma Ktaz Dein Rishus Arabi, Elohim Ke Mitzuyin, Shom Shishim Ribei, Kmoi B'Mibo. Now, so the old Rishenim except the Rambam say that Bizman She Yisroel Shruin B'Mibo, then it is the Mibo is a Rishus Arabi, and Bizman Aze, it's not a Rishus Arabi. And the Rambam is the country. Now here, the Roshna Rambam. Shuvah, the Kokashiloch, Leinye Miboris, Midin Komfor, She'alme Bizman She Yisroel B'Mibo, Hoya Mibo Rishus Arabi, that's the Shuvah of Rabbah Rom Nishal Rambam. I kaal machine din forshe bizman she Yisroel chenim b'midbo. Vo yo machniseyem zdurin ben, vo yo mikim l'roson, vo yo ligabon kmo ibiko visode. U bizman hazeh, so in other words, see bizman, so not every one of the rabbin had the right to go wherever he wanted, and in whichever way he wanted. So mimele, it had to be according to a certain order, according to a certain license. So in Meile, it wasn't a Rishus Arabi. But Bizman Hazeh, She'en Yisroel Dorin Bein, Elo Kol Mi She'yirtze Mehalich, Ve'en Abiseichei, Bilvad, Hu Rishus Arabi, V'taymed Mistabeli. So, and then he says, U'inyen Yorin, so they ask the Rambam, how is it that he says that Yorin is a Rishus Arabi? So we see from the tshuva of Rav Avrom, the Esther Rav Avrom, Nishal Rambam. So we see from the tshuva of Rav Avrom, Nishal Rambam, that the wife Girsa is Yorin. Not Ayoreis, but Yorin. Because he discusses Ulin and Yorin. So we see that Rav Avrom, Nishal Rambam himself had the Girsa, Yorin Ushvokim, not Ayoreis Ushvokim, the way we have. So he says, Ulinyan Yorim? So your kashi is, how can the Rambam say that Yorim is a Rishus Arabim, but Yamed Biko is a Kamales? Why should Yah be different than Yamed Biko? And Rashi says, in explaining Kamales, he says, Moyah? So he says, Loidome Yah li Yamed Biko. Da Yam in Tashmishi Neyach Yah. Shinodom Yochil Halabay, Elo de Svino. Mashein ki vaya tashmishei veiruchei einei al de atchak vayam tashmishei einei elo al de atchak letchak. So he says so this is what the Rambam says. In other words, so we see from the Rambam that the reason is why, so this is the Rambam shite, that the number of people that use a kli hiluch is not important, even though there are a few people who use it, like a mikvah or ya, as long as it's mosul rabbi, and every member of the rabbim has a right without any special issues to go in there, and from time to time the rabbim, without any discrimination, not a certain segment of the rabbim, but the general public, without any discrimination, goes there, so it has a din of rishus rabbim. But yam, different reason, because it's not convenient to walk in the yam. So that means from this Rambam it appears that, let's say, that the Yam wouldn't tell the Rishus you know, Rabbim even in the summer in Coney Island Beach, where there is Shishim Ribe in the Yam, because it's not Nichol Tashmish. It's not Nichol Tashmish. Alright, now. The Gemara. Omama, im hoitzi vihichnis vishegik chayev chatos, vimezi donishkores vinisko, vishegik chayev chatos pshite, so the Gemara says, vimezi donishkores vinisko istrichalei. Honame pshite, hokamashmu and kidra. Doma rab, motosim, you are storing, be rapriye, because of bo, isi be yude email, obis melochis, memchos rachas, vinachayev lachas. So the Gemara at first assumed that it means that if, let's say, he does all the lamites melochis, behelem melochis, he's only chayev one chatos. Any vatna, obis melochis, memchos rachas, והבינם בו מיון אל עומלי, ואומר רבי יחנן שמוסם כולו בלבחס, חי וקלחס ואחס. So Tesis points out, so it's not the Kashi, how could Isi ben Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Yechanan? Isi ben Yehuda certainly could disagree with Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan is mitayik from the Loshna Mishne, because the Loshna Mishne is Mem Chos Rachas. Why is it important to emphasize the number of Loches? Obviously to tell us that he can be mechuyev, if he does it with Helm Loches, he's mechuyev many chatois, not just one chatos. So since Yisrael Yehuda also emphasizes the number of Loches, so Yisrael Yehuda also holds, like Rabbi Yechanan, that if he does all the Meloches, Behelem Meloches, then Shabbos Helm Loches, he's chayev for each one. So how can Yisrael Yehuda say in chayev al-achas that if he does all the Meloches, Behelem Meloches, he's only chayev one. Elo einei nechayev al-achas men. So what does it mean? So Yisrael Yehuda is saying that even though they are lamites meloches, so still, there is one meloch of the lamites meloches, meloch X. It's not identified that meloch. It could be ksive, it could be tfire, it could be zriye, it could be makibi patish, it could be a certain meloch. So there is one meloch X of the lamites meloches for which there is no chiyuv nisa. But Tesis points out that meloch X that is not chayev, so it's only mufke of chiyuv skile, but it's not mufke of chiyuv kores. Maybe it's not mufke of chiyuv chatos. So as far as kores and chatos are concerned, so for all the lamites meloches there is kores and chatos. But as far as skile is concerned, so there is one meloche of an unidentified meloche that
for which there is no chiyuv skila. There is no chiyuv skila. So all the melachos. So what is the price telling us? That the sofik is in regard to all the other melachos, but hitzoye is not put to be sofik. Hitzoye, there is certainly a chiyuv skila. Let's say ksive, let's say, is mutl b'sofik. Because maybe ksikese is that meloche for which there is no skillet. Because there is anyway. But itzoye is definitely, there is definitely chayev. Chayev skill. Now let's see the Rashi. Chayev chatas pshite. Kim ditone chodeh ish zayoch chodeh zirab im neist estome vimeitzi vich nischai vami yodam edish gukose chato do shabuz dini koresu honame pshite di ba asroi eskil em imikeishish asroi eskil em imikeishish mik. Now there is another meloche according to one loshin azerik that is not mutl bisofik, that's miyamea, because imikeishish was chayev skile. So there is a machlekes in azerik what meloche did was imikeishish guilty of. So one mandoma says in Azirik that the meloche of the keishis consisted of avore, and one mandoma says it consisted of me'amea, the binding of sheaves. So me'mele, according to that mandoma, so me'amea is not mutl b'sofik either. Not mutl b'sofik either. But all other meloches are mutl b'sofik. Honame pshites, that means that except for itzoye, so one could not get Mrs. Bezdin for any meloche of the Lamtes Meloches except for itzoye, because maybe that's the meloche X for which there is no skill. Alright, so he said, Yehuda says, Migila Stormasos, she is Firua Mipnei Shaloi Nikno Likosin, Ulichtei, Uchsheshemim Divre Yochit Hadoshim, Sheinum Nishnim Deisa Medresh, Vikeis Vineiso, Shaloi Yishtakhu Mastirin Esangil. So what does Rashi say? What does it mean, Megillah Storm Mitzvos? I found a hidden manuscript. What does it mean, a hidden manuscript? So Rashi says, we find that expression in several places, in Bomitzia, in Asicha, in Asicha Sapeali, and here. So Rashi, all over. So he says that Megillah story means it was a hidden manuscript, it was hidden, because Teiro Shebal Peh you cannot write down. Dvorim shebal pei yatorashoi leim on bichsav, rabbi bichsav. So suppose someone heard divrei yochit chadoshi shein nishlin beisamedresh v'keis v'neison shol yishtakhu mastirin esamgile. So Rashi, it appears from this Rashi that only a new shite you are allowed to put out. Why? Because since it's a new shite, something new, the chachom didn't hear it before. So there was a possibility that they'll forget it. If it's not in Yushite, so Memele, there was no Tzirah Hashor to put it into writing, because Eis Lassas Adishem, if you all right, we are allowed to put Tzirah Shebal Peh in writing in order that it shouldn't be forgotten. Eis Lassas Adishem, if you all. So that was the Heter for Rabin HaKodesh, to put the Mishnah into writing, because of Eis Lassas Adishem Efeir Terasecho. It's not such a double portion, because that is the Shittas Rambam that Rabin HaKodesh reduced the whole Mishnah in writing. But there are two versions of Igeres Rav Sriri Goyen. So according to one Igeres of Rav Sriri, one Nusach in Rav Sriri Goyen, so Rabin HaKodesh put the Mishnah into writing. According to the other version of Igeres Rav Sriri Goyen, Rabin HaKodesh never put the Mishnah in writing, but it was just Misadeh, and it was Nistar and learned Baal Peh, but he never put it in writing. But the Shittas HaRambam means that Rabin HaKodesh put the Mishnah in writing. What heter did he have to put it in writing? Eis Lassas Adishem Efeiro Teresecho. So the same heter of Eis Lassas Adishem Efeiro Teresecho applied vis-a-vis everyone, every Chochem who heard the Shittas HaKodesh like this. That's a big chiddush. They didn't hear it before. So Memele, so Yisrael ben Yehuda was allowed to put it in writing. Why? Because since it's a shita chadosho, so it will not be repeated in the Bismedrash so many times. So there is a sakone that it will be forgotten. So there is a heter of Isas and Shem Fiat Rasecho. But if it's not Ishida Hadosho, so then there is no Sakone that will be forgotten, because the Talmud HaChomim in the Bismedresh will keep on repeating the Tzim Aloche. So there is no heter of Isas and Shem Fiat Rasecho. That's how it's mashma from Rashi. Mikil Astorim Sheistiruo Lipne Sholimit no Lichtei. וכששמם דברי יוח התחדושים שהם נשנים בי סמד רש וחייסו נאיסון שאולי השתקחו מסתיר נסמגיר. And Rashi Shite happens to be not that it's important that Rabbeinu HaKodesh did not reduce the Mishnah in writing. So why? Because it's awesome. But only when in a state of an emergency, when it's likely that without writing it, so it will be forgotten. So only Divrei Yochid Chadoshim Shein Mishnim B'Samedresh, but something that is Mishnim B'Samedresh, you're not allowed to write, according to Rashi. You're not allowed to write. Now the Rambam says, at the beginning, the Rambam, in Hakdomeh of the Rambam, to Sifra Amado, he mentions the whole Maseret, from Meshe Rabbeinu up to Rabbeinu Barabashi. So then he says, Rabbeinu HaKodesh Chibur HaMishneh Umeismei Sherabbeinu Vad Rabbeinu HaKodesh Loi Chibru Chibur Shem Lamdin Eise Berabim Bitiro Shebal Peh Ebu Chol Deir Vodeir Reishbezno Inovi Sheo Yobei Saadeir Kisef Latzmei Zichin Hashmui Eise Shoma Merabbein Sot Vum Lamed Al Peh Berabim Vichin Kol Echot Vichot Kisef Latzmei Kifikechei Mitbeinu Ratir Milchuseo Kmo Eise Shoma Umidvorim Shenishratcho Bichol Deir Vodeir בדינים של לומדן פי השמור, אלו במידו משלישי עשרה מידי שהסכימה על בית הגודל. וכן, הוי הדור אותו מדעת רבינה הקודש. So the Rambam says that after רבינה הקודש, no one wrote down תורה שבעל פה. But every תלמיד חוכם, whatever he heard from his Rebbe, whether it's שיטה חדושה or not שיטה חדושה, put it into writing as notes. But Boichibu Shalmandim Rabin. To teach from written manuscript, the Rabin, that you are not allowed. So the Shita Rambam means that the whole Isa of Dvorim Shebal Peh at Rashur Lein Bechsav only implies that you are not allowed to teach others through writing. Others have to be taught Bal Peh. But every Talmid Chochem, everyone who learned Torah, so whatever he heard from his Rebbe was allowed to take notes and to put it in writing. And according to Rambam, so what does it mean? Mikilas Torah Metzosi, not because it was a Shita Chadosho. If it hadn't been a Shita Chadosho. In other words, Yisi ben Yehude heard from his Rebbe that there is one Loche for which there is no Chiv Skile. So he put it down in his notes. But he wasn't allowed to distribute the notes to others, then he would be violating the Yisr of Dvorim Shebal Peh at Rashi Lein Bechsav. But so he hid it somewhere for his own use, and then somebody accidentally found it. Now, Mr. You can ask the Kashi, how is it that he was allowed to look into it? All right, so it's a Kashi. Anyway, so this is how the Rambam explains it. So in other words, the Shittas Rambam is that the whole Yisr of Dvorim Shebal Peh at Rashi Lein Bechsav is only that he's not allowed to teach it the Rabbi Bechsav. Why? Because I heard from my father. The Rambam doesn't mention Yonah HaZoko, the Yisr of Dvorim Shebal Peh at Rashi Lein Bechsav. The Yisr of Dvorim Shebechsav at Rashi Lein Bechsav, the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Tevilah. But the Yisr of Dvorim Shebal Peh at Rashi Lein Bechsav, he doesn't mention. The question is, why is the Rambam Mashmi that Halacha? But he does mention it in the Hakdomos Rambam. When he says, "Umimeis meis Rabbeinu ad Rabbeinu HaKodesh lechibru chibru shalom demeis berabim b'tiro shebal peh." So my father said that the Shittas Rambam is that the whole Isa of the Dvorim Shebal Peh at Rashi Lein Bechsav was only applicable, was only made as long as the Maseire was made. But after the Chsimas HaTalmud, marked the termination of the Maseire. So then there is no Isa. As long as the Mas, as before Chsimas HaTalmud, so was Maseire was Neik, so Maseire was not a mere historical fact. Maseire is a deed. It's not, it just happened that the Torah Shebal Peh was not put into writing. No! It's a historical fact, of course it's a historical fact. Why is it a historical fact? Because there is a loche of dvorim sheba'al pei atora sholem v'chsab. So in other words, Masere had to take place ba'al pei. Because until Rabbeinu v'Rav Ashi, the Torah sheba'al pei had to be transmitted from door to door through the Chachmei Yisrael, from a Rebbe to a Talmid. So Memele, when you transmit it v'chsab, then it does not have. That's not the proper way of transmitting the Torah Sheba'al Peh. But Achach Sibes HaTalmud, that there is no Masor of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and now we only have to learn what Masor says. But there is no Masor of Torah Sheba'al Peh, there is no Iser of Torah Sheba'al Peh at Rashi Lehm Bechsab. So the whole Iser is in regard to Masor. So vis-a-vis teaching others, then it had chalizdin of Masere, and Masere had to be Baal Peh. Just as Rebbe resorted to that special hetter.
Zion and Shabbos, Chof Peis Kislev Heitov Shalom and Zion, December 14th, 1976, on Tuesday.
Now we didn't learn the tesis for Kamashmu and Kirav, Rabbah Mamdei. For Kamashmu and Kirav, Itami Dag Vikri, Vikotoni Yise, Nechai Lachasmen, Ela Skile, Aval Chates Chai Val Kulo. So Yise, the Yehudis Aloche is only that there is one unidentified Meloche, for which there is no skill, but Kores Chatos there is an older Lametes Meloches. V'Koya Chatos Imken Kipor B'Sheyik Chayev Chatos Pshite. So the Gemara should have said at that moment, Havu Mishnu Yehokam Ashul Kerab. The Hod Mishanim made it on the Shkore and Niskel Yisrael Chalei Mishanim Mide. Umikore Vadelo Yoda the Meir B'Skile. Midiporech Midrabi Eichel and the Meir B'Chatos. So that wasn't the Havam Nidmar. Vayne Mishum Dine Chayv Al-Achas L'motzul Ufne B'skile. Dote B'tchei Kaplik Atlin Olay. Avol Kim Mforish Dine Chayv Al-Achas Men. So then now the Gemara comes to the point that Isi has reference only to skile. Kim Mforish Dine Chayv Al-Achas Men. Not that he is Chayv only one, even though he did many Melachas. So, as long as it was assumed that he is saying that he is chayev only one chiyuv, even though he did many meloches, so then we had to apply it to chatos. Masha'im came, now that he more reached the point that Isi is saying there is one unidentified meloche for which there is no chiyuv, so then it applies only to skile, not to chatos, and to kores. Alo kufor zechayv la'achas men, komar izi, oz yoda shapil ayre izi al biskile, lo ipoli kamasnis nikol godo, diktone niyon lemeima dechayv la'achas ve'achas. So in other words, so that means that the Mishnah is saying in so many words that it's chuyev a separate chatos on each one, if it's behel meloch, if it's between Shabbos and el meloch. Voz shapil hod prish perik al godo, כמר על רבי יחנן דאמר שמוסם כולם ואל מאחס ישחייב. רבי יחנן is מפורש in Mishnah. So then the Gemara mentioned there a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Now suppose someone is amazed in the lab, but he's a shegik in the chorus. He knows that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, but he doesn't know there is a chiyuv chorus. So he's a shegik in the chorus, but he's amazed in the lab. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, he's still chayv v'chatos. He's considered a shegik. He's chayv v'chatos. According to Rish Lakish, he's not chayv v'chatos. So the Gemara asks a kasha al libid Rish Lakish. So the yodel l'shabbat b'mai. Yodel l'shabbat b'mai. Umforesh, the yodel l'tchumin v'al libid Rabakim. So pishleim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no kasha. So the halacha is that if someone does all the melochas, bizdein Shabbos, he's cognizant of Shabbos, but hele melochas, b'shigas melochas, so mimele, he's, and if he did all the lamites melochas, he's chayev lamites chatois. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, so we can visualize a situation where a person is bizdein Shabbos, even though he's a sheik in each and every one of the melachas. Very simple. He knows that you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to bake. He knows that there is a lav deraiseh, but he doesn't know that there is chores for each one of the melachas. So melee, we can visualize a case where it's mechuyev lamites melachas. But according to Rish, that's all right, according to Rabbi Yechanan. But according to Rish Lakish, so if he knows that there is a lav deraiseh in doing a meloche, so then he's not considered a sheik to mechuyev chatos, even though he's ignorant of the chiyuv kores, So mele, how can we visualize such a situation of zdein shabbos v'shigras meloches? What it means zdein shabbos? He knows there is such a thing as Shabbos. I mean, there are 7 days in the week. I mean, that doesn't mean it's the Shabbos. He knows there is such a thing as Shabbos, the 7th day of the week. If he doesn't know
if he doesn't know of Melachas in Shabbos, so what is Shabbos? So Shabbos is a day like any other day. So how can we visualize according to Ishlokish? So the Gemara says, according to Ishlokish, we can visualize day Shabbos, Vishigas Melachas, where he knows the love of Tchumim. According to Rabbi Akiva, so Tchumim is also Midaraise, but there is no Kores, it's not one of the Lamedes Melachas. So Mimele, we can visualize day Shabbos, Shkinin Lachas. He knows that there is such a thing as Shabbos. How does Shabbos manifest itself? In what a Lachas? In the Isa Tchumim. Even though he doesn't know the Isa of Lamedes Melachas. Vilimotzel Meima, the other lady, he said, the Akule Chayef Hados. So, Tesis over there has the same cash, Tav Samach Tes. The other will be Tchumi, that just the Tesis, Tav Samach Tes Amedalet, the Tesis above the bottom Tesis. The other will be Tchumi. We must remember the other will be the Ise. Why couldn't the Gemara say, in other words, he's ignorant. Of, according to Mishlokish, we have to say that in as much as he's chay v'chatos and each milochel and tes miloches, so he doesn't even know of the lap. But how easy is day Shabbos? Because he knows Isis aloche. So what does it mean? He knows Isis aloche. What does Isis ben Yehuda say? Isis ben Yehuda says there is one miloche for which there is no chiyu. He is not chayim. So Mimele, he already knows that miloch. So why doesn't the Gemara say it? Di bahu name chayev chatos ki v'rashdi v'erikam. In other words, because according Isa ben Yehuda only says there is no skile, but Kores and Chatos there is. So in other words, if he knows that, how can he be mechuye v'chatos for each one of the lamtes meloches for that meloche of Isi for which there is no skile, but he knows that it's osea. So mimele, how can he be mechuye v'chatos? Now the Mechaschinuch raises the question against the Rambam. How is it we don't find in the Gemara that any Tane is chilek and Isi Beyud? So no one is chilek. So that means that Aloche is like that. That there is one Meloche. Which is unidentified, one of the Lamedes Meloches for which there is no skill. So the Rambam should mention it. And because of that aloche, so Besdin Sanhedrin couldn't meet out skile for any meloche, because every meloche might be meloche X for which there is no skile, except itzoy. And according to one Loshen in the Gemara Nazirik, except Me'amir, because the Mekeshish was a meloche of Me'amir. But all other meloches we cannot meet out Mise, because maybe it's a sovik, maybe that is the unidentified meloche for which there is no skill. That's the Mecheschinus Kashi against the Rambam. Now, we don't find any mandom or any tane who is explicitly chelik and Isi ben Yehudas aloche. But Teisve says here that according to Rome Bachome, so that Braise is the loike Isi. So in other words, there is a Braise, the loike Isi. Alright, we omar abyechane, she mosom kulom bela machas. In tzorich lifolish di porim, di mistomili poli kisi alo. Elo, the kasha is midivrei sinami yesh lidakdik. Just as Rabbi Yochanan is midayik in the loshon of the Mishnah. Why is it important for the Mishnah to spell out the number of what significance is it? The answer is she wasn't kulam belamachas chay v'alkachas v'achas. So the same deal we can make in Nisi be Yehudas. Remember too, he is be Yehuda also emphasizes the number of his melachas memchas rach. Alright. So now we have to the Gemara. Omama, avol yamu biko v'istivunes v'akamales. Einon loyker shus ayochid veloyker shus rab. Ubiko di gemara se kashe. Einon loyker shus ayochid veloyker shus rabim. Votnan habiko bimeisachamo veshus ayochid li shabes veshus ayoch veshus rabim li tume bimeisach shomim veshus ayochid li kan li kan or kach li kach. So li gabi, of course, the veshus ayochid. The Rishus Rabbi vis-a-vis Tume is not the same thing as Rishus Rabbi vis-a-vis Shabbos. Vis-a-vis Shabbos, even according to the Rishonim that we don't require Shishim Ribei, but it has to be a Rishus that is more so for the general public, without a definite number. General public. Masha'inkin li-gabi Tume. So if there are three people when the Sofik arises, if there are three people present when the Sofik arises, let's say there is a Sofik where the Sheretz came in contact with the person of the Tares, and in that scene of that Sofik there were three people present, so then it's considered Shusarabi, because we learn it out from Tumen. I mean, we learn it out from Satan. So the halacha is by Seite, if there was kinu stire, so then she is asur libaylog nitmio. So that is called is designated by the expression tume in the Torah. Even though it's not tume, it's an inyan of isavheta, but the Torah designates it by the term tume, and there it's kivadai, because if a woman was mistero with a certain man in respect to whom there was kinu by the husband with mishnai, so the aloha is she's asur lebailo b'tiras vada, even in other words if he's boalel, so he's even a nisea b'tiras vada, even though tlafishmaya is galie that she was not zinso. So we learn out tumen. So over there just he and she, so only two people. So Sofik Tumen Bishus Ayochit, if only two are present, so that's a Bishus Ayochit, but if three are present, so that's a Bishus Rabbi. So the Mishnah says, that Habiko b'meisachamo is Rishus Ayochit li Shabbos, v'Rishus Rabbi li Tumen. Rishus Rabbi li Tumen. B'meisach Shomim, so no one goes there, no one, so you don't even have three people. So Rishus Ayochid l'kam. Adrash. Habiko b'meisachamo she'im bozroim. She'im bozroim. So then a few people go there. So you can have three people. Rishus Ayochid l'shabes do alav hilich l'rabimu she'im rabim mistalkim min apsilo leiler b'sod. Leiler b'sod. So again, according to Rashi and Tosfos the Rosh, because I know Shishim Ribei. According to the Rambam, the Rashbo, we don't require Shishim Ribei, but the general public, Bimtzias, must go there. And here the general public doesn't go there. According to the Rambam, that it's not even necessary that the whole public should go there, but it has to be Nichalei Tashmishe. So, as Rav Avrom, Mishal Rambam points out in the Tshuva, that the reason as to why Biko is not a Rishus Rabbim. That even though every member of the Rabbim has the right to walk there, so why should it be different than Midbar? The answer is Midbar is Nichal Tashmishei, and Biko is not Nichal Tashmishei. But of course, Rashi holds that it has to be Mamish Hiluch L'Rabbim. So Biko is not Hilchos Rabim. So even the Misachamo, that there are a few people there, but it's a Rishus Rabbi Tume because there are three people. Mashein Kein Shabbos not. So Rishus Rabbim Litume, Usveki Toya, Dolav Mokim Stiru, Sheyesh, Neyodom Nichnosim Lo. In other words, as long as there are three people. The Sofik Tume Litame, Misei Tegamrin Lo, Vosom Stirexi, Vinistero, Vinit Meo, Vimokim Stirek, Meo, Hilibailo, Misofik, Umikarnat Dom Visheret, Bimesak Shomi, Sheizro, Einodom Nichnas Lo. Now, so Agaburcher, I mean, it's not our Indian, but we see from this Rashi, Rashi says, Rishus Arabim Ritume, Usveiki Toir, the Olav Mokim Stirehu, Sheyesh Nirodom Nichnosim Lo, the Sofik Tumelitam Misete Gamrin Lo, Vosom Stirexi, Vinistere. So Rashi spells it out here. That not only the aloche of Sofik Tumel Bishayochit Zeki Tome Viteres Vada is deduced from Seite, but the other aloche, that Sofik Tumel Bishusarabim Sveki Toyer, is also deduced from Seite. That's Rashi Shita all over. And that's Tesi Shita also in Chum, in Nozir, in Seite, in Nide. So, and that's Rashi, the Mashayink in the Shita Sarambam is, that the aloche of that Sofik Tumel Bishusayochit Zeki Tome Viteres Vada, this is a alfuse from Seit, but aloha the tzofik tume b'shus harabim sveiki toyer is a general principle because sveiki the rai seminatir is likule, and the Rambam mentions a rai that sveiki the rai seminatir is likule from the aloha the tzofik tume. The Rambam knows atumes from the fact that tzofik tume b'shus harabim sveiki toyer. So, but of course, so this Rashi is certainly chilek on the shita of Rambam. I mean, all over Rashi Shita is that the aloha of Sofik Tumah b'shus harabim sveiki toyer is also yalpusif amsek. B'meisak shomim, she is ro, ein odom nichdes lo. So, b'meile, it's a b'shus hayochem lekan lekan, even l'gabi Tumah, because you don't even have three people there. All right. So, yes, what is it?
Let's say, what was does anyone talk about,
let's
say, b'shus harabim, something that's b'shus harabim, like srati. But with most like shomim, the people, it's too muddy, you know, it's before the regal or something. But anybody who says that something can become a rishus,
and people don't walk there.
People couldn't go there because.
And people don't walk there.
Yeah, people don't go there. Well, I mean,
it's hard to visualize a rishus harabim that in meisak shomim people don't go there. But if the fact is that people don't go there, so meisak shomim it's calmless, it's not a rishus harabim. Not a rishus harabim. And let's say, and according to the Rambam, that is not important, but it has to be nichal tashmishe. But if, let's say, people don't go there because it's hard to walk, so it is like the Mishnah in Tares, Rabbi Kriya mentions that shvili b'sagyogo, shvili b'sagalgo, shvili b'sagalgo means something else, not because of muddy, not because it's muddy, because it's very slanty, so it's too much of a hill to walk up. So it's not Michalit Hashmishe, so that does not have a dinner of Rishus Harabim, I mean, if the Mitzias is that way. Alright. So the Gemara's Kashi is, Ubiko in Eloi Krishus Ayachalik Rishus Harabim, but the Mishnah Tare says that Abiko is Bimeisachamo Rishus Ayachalik Shabbos, Bimeisachamo Kshomim Rishus Ayachalik Kan Lekan, so it's a stire between our Braise that says, that Biko is not a Rishus Ayochid, and the Mishnah in Taras which says that Biko is a Rishus Ayochid. So Omarule Leilom Kamlesab. Vamai Korol Rishus Ayochid. When the Mishnah in Taras calls it Rishus Ayochid, it's not that it is Rishus Ayochid. Lifishaino Rishus Arab. It doesn't mean Rishus Ayochid, it means not a Rishus Arab. Rabash Omar Leilom Kamlesab. And why does it call it Rishus Ayochid? Because ain't no Rishus Rab. Ravashi Omar, he gained the Islam Mechitzis. Gained the Islam Mechitzis. In other words, that when is it called, when the Mishnah in Taras says that it's a Rishus Ayochid, so that because it's a Rishus Ayochid, it has reference
It has reference to that kind of a biko, to that kind of isode that has mechitzes. Now, if it has mechitzes, so it should be considered. So it's a real ishus ayochid. V'chihod de'omar ule, omar Rabbi Yechanan, kal v'fiyesem b'sasayim shelohu kaflidire v'afilukur v'afilukurayim hazirik liseyche Yisrael. My time in mechitzi elo shemechuser es diyuri. Kedis le mechitzes v'ashmin on da'afel gav de'keifo yesem b'sasayim v'lihu kaflidire shem beisi somuchlo kidem heke ulin litalto liseyche havik ikamales kidamrin b'erem shemitalklin b'yel b'dalet אפילוחה דרייסר ישוס היוחד והזירי כנושוס הרבים ליסייך או ישחי. So here we have a גמורה מפורשת. My time in מחיצי אל של חצר אז דיורי. So you have a גמורה מפורשת. וגמורה מפורשת. That car פיפייסם ביססאי. So that has מחיצס. That לא יוקף לדירה even though you're not allowed to carry in it a דלת עמס. That's only מרבונם. But מדרייסי צריך ישוס היוחד מור. So you have a Gemara Meforesh. Now, Rabbi Kveiger asked a very strong kashe, and two rashis, not here. This rashi is all right, but two rashis, Daf Pei and Daf Tzadik Tes. So it's a Gemara Meforesh here that Ul Omar Rabbi Yechanan says that Kal Fifiesem Bisasayim. So too, you're not allowed to carry Dalet Ames. That's with the Rabbonon because it is the Chumra of the Karmelis. There's a chumah account, we're not allowed to carry the damis. But with the Raisi, it's a Sayochidmo. Sayochidmo. Sigmorim for Rashis. So Rashi, so Rabbi Kveiga mentions that pay. And it's a very strong kasha, I know what kind of literature there could be. Now, that pay, Yom Dawe, two Gemoras. We're Rashi, I mean, not Gemoras, Rashi. It's very strange there. Now turn to that pay, Yom Dawe. In the middle, that pay on the dollar. Toner Rabon, hoitzi chotzi gregres, v'choza v'hitzi chotzi gregres. In order to be chay v'chatos for itzoe, there is a shir. The chifetz must have, the eichel must have a shir of a gregres, the size of a gregres. So hoitzi chotzi gregres, less than the shir. And then later on, he was made to another chotzi gregres, v'hel mecho, so is chay, so it's mitzure. V'shtei alomes, it's not mitzure. It's not Yisur. Rabbi Yisai Meir, Be'el Mechod Lishus Echot Chay, Lishtei Lishuyes Pota. Lishtei Lishuyes Pota. So let's say, you have here a Rishus Ayoch. And here you have a Rishus Rab. Rishus Rab. And he was Meitzi. First the Chotzik Regres, in the same Rishus. And then another Chotzik Regres, in the same Rishus. So then he's Mitzure. But suppose the other Chotzik Regres, he was made in another Rishus Rabin. So then he's not Mitzure. Lishtei Rishuais is Potter. Omar Rabbe, v'yuhu sheyesh chiyuv chatos b'neyem, avol kamles lohi. So look in the Rashi. Lishtei Rishuais. Lishtei Rishus Rabin, elo sheyesh hefzik b'neyem. It's not the same. There is a hepsik. Even though both are Rishus Rabbi. So let's say, first, he was Meitzi, let's say, from Rishus Ayochid into this Rishus Rabbi. This Rishus Rabbi. And then he was Meitzi, Nado Chotzik Rekres, into that Rishus Rabbi. So then it's not Mitzurek. So Rabbi says, V'hu, Sheyesh Chiyuv Chatos B'neihem, let's say, between this Rishus Rabbi. And this Rishus Rabin, there is a Rishus Ayochid intervening. Let's say, if there is no Rishus Ayochid, but suppose there is a Kamalist intervening, so then it is Mitzvah. Avo Kamalist Lord. So Rashi says, Avo Kamalist Lord, Ibushi Yishchiv Chadus B'neyem, Shemufsokiz Rishus Ayochid. Let's say, here, first he was Meitzi Uchotik Rigras here, in this Rishus Rabin, then he was Meitzi another. And into this Rishus Rabin, and there is a Rishus Ayochid intervening. But suppose the Kamalis intervenes, so it is Mitzvah. Shemusokin Rishus Ayochid, Avul Moyer Kamalis Mafsikon, Gigin Kalfi, Yesam Besosai, O Ibiko Beisbokim Suchim Echad Rishus Rabin Ze, Vechod Reze, והייצי חוצי גרירס מבייזל ישוזה וחוצי גרירס מבייזל ישוזה שיפסוכו לו חייב וחיבן דלו עם אפסיק לו וישוסה יוחיד חודר ישוסי. So he says, so when he wants to mention an example of Tamales that is mafsik, because then there is no chiyuv chatos. And what does it mean? No chiyuv chatos, that if he'll be zeirik, we say, hey, from a rishus ayochit into that Tamales, he'll be potter. So he says, so he mentions an example. Avu Tamales mafsikon, kin kalf if yesam bisasai, oi biko bisbot in psuchi vechad rishus arabim, ze vechad lze. So if this happens to be a calf if Yesam Visasayim, so then it's not considered as if Ichiyuv Chatos Bnei'em. But suppose there is a Rishus Hayochid that intervenes, so then it's not Mitzure. But only if a calf if Yesam Visasayim it's Mitzure. So if we are going to say that the calf if Yesam Visasayim, according to Rashi, is a Rishus Hayochid Mura Midraise. So Mimela, how does he say that it has a din of a Kamales? After all Midraise, it's a Rishus Hayochid. So we see from this Rashi that Rashi holds that Kalfi Fiesen Misosayim Shelo Yuka Fridire is the Raisi Dikaloche, not the Rabban Dikaloche. This is what Rabbi Kileira is pointing out. So it's contrary to our Gemara. Here do we have a Gemara of Rashi. That's one Rashi that is contrary to our Gemara. Then there is another Rashi Rabbi Kiviga mentions. Daf Tzadik Deis, Tzadik Tesom et Beis, Mukav Likamalas. Here, Boi Rabbi Yechen. Boi Rabbi Yechen. Keisel Birshus Arabi. Govei Ayud, Veinirochei, Omer Rav Mishe Boi Rabbi Yechen. Keisel Birshus Arabi. Govei Ayud, Veinirochei Barba. U Mukef Likamoles, Veyoser Birshus Ayochit. Vizorak, Veinochal Gabov Mal. Mi Amrin on Kim Veinirochei Dalet Mokim Tu. Oy Dilmo. Kim Dosser Birshus Ayochit, Kim Andi Malet, Omye. Omer Ule Kalvachei, אחרי רבי סמכית של עצמי כל שמי התמנה מאומר הפכי ברשי אומר רב וכן אמרו יצחק אומר רבי יחנן כסר בשוס הרב מגבי היו נורא חברבה ומוקב לקרמלס ועושה בשוס היוחיד אז הוא יגנוח על גב ופחייב לאחרי רבי סמכית של עצמי כל שמי so רשי can explain מוקב לקרמלס בקסר זה היא כיפה ידביקו שהוא יסו קרמלס ועל יודע נעשה בשוס היוחיד כי גאי שהוא כף לדיר So mainly becomes a rishus ayochid with the eyes. Oilu yikifu boy, elo beis asai, not more than beis asai. The implication being that if it's a kifu bay, if that case is makif, yeisem beis asai, yeisem beis asai. So then, and it's lo yikifu bay lidiro, but yeisem beis asai. So it's even lachirim. It's not eisem mechitzim. It doesn't become a rishayochit min ha'rais. So we have two rashes, daf pei and rashi daf tzadik tes, in which Rashi spells it out. In which Rashi spells it out that kalfi yeisem b'sasayim shalhu kaf lidira is the rais of the galochet. Min ha'rais it's not a rishayochit. That's contrary to our Gemara. This is the kashe by Rabbi Kiveya. This is the kashe by Rabbi Kiveya. All right. I don't know what kind of iteres could be. All right. See, the Chiyolam the Hule, Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Kalfi Yisem Sosayim, Shalhu Kaf Lidire, Vafu Lekur, Vafu Lekorai, Hazirik Lesirich Echayiv, My time in Mechitzi, Elo Shemachsar as Diyo. All right. So, Bishlei, Nesu Gimor Eses. Bish, so in other words, Gimor Eses Tikash. Here we say, that Biko is not a Rishu Zayochit, and the Mishnah in Tares, calls Biko Rishu Zayochit. So the Gemara has two terutz. One terutz is by Rav Ashi, that when the Mishnah in Tares refers to Biko as a Rishu Zayochit, it has reference to not to an ordinary Biko, but to a calf. And the other teretz And that's the Teretz by Ravashi. And the Teretz by Uli is that it's called Rishus HaYochid, even though it's not Rishus HaYochid, but Lifishayno Rishus HaRab. So Uli and Ravashi. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Ravashi, Luyoma Kiriule. So he says, Bishli Meravashe Loma Kiriule. El Ule, my time Loma Kishmaitze. Why does Ule? Does not give the terrets that Ravashe gives. Kikin de Isli Mechitzes, after all, that's in line with his own memory. Elule, my time, Loyoma, my Loma Kishmaitze, Omaloch, Idi Isli Mechitzes, Biki Korole, Kalpefi. So why should the Mishnah refer to it as Biko? So it should be called Kalpef. Viravashe, so the question is, how is it that Ravashe applies the expression Biko to a Kalpefi? So the answer is Ravashi is forced because of the losh. V'Ravashi rishu sayochit katon. Sayochit katon. All right. Now the Rash. Kiriul. Yom ha-mechitzi likasu sayochit shechzer azdira. Likach asur letalpim rabon. Vo yutonu rishu rabim litumo kilo ishi psochim mstaseo v'nechzosin bezer v'yeitzi bezu. Ule doma ramay ko rishu sayochit maitam lo oma kikilis le-mechitzes. Which is a yochid muro, comma, in line with his own memre, and this was a shmaitze. The oma, hazir iklisei chechaye. So the teretz is, because in this mechitze, is biki kore, is kalbe, vi rabashi oma loach, rishu sayochid katone, vi kalmeles li kore li tane, rishu sayochid. Alright. Now the price mentions Kamales. So Otukul and Amalav Kamales, Nino, the other things that are spelled out. I also have a din of a Kamales. So why Yam Biko is the Venus? So it also has a din of a Kamales. So why does the price spell out Kamales separately? So Rashi's loshen is keren zovies shenichnas bei bayis liseichei v'niach mika koil yoshus rabim. So the chiddush is that even though it's in niach mika koil yoshus rabim, in other words, because in the case where he was not miniach mikakoy lishus rabim, he didn't turn it over to the whole rabim, to the whole public, then it couldn't be lishus rabim for the simple reason that it's private ground. So even if it would be nichat hashmishei and everything, but even though he was miniach mikakoy lishus rabim, he turned it over to the whole public, since it's not private grounds, so it's public grounds. So you could say then it has to be heavy lishus rabim. So komash milo no. It's not a rishus rabbi. Why? Afal gav, after all, it's public grounds. He turned it over to them, and rabbin do walk there, but it's not nichle tashmishi. The afal gav bezin nidach ke b'rabbin, v'ayu l'gavo, kim lo nichle tashmishi, ki kam lo izdom. So, lo nichle tashmishi, kshin yecheilin, l'ikonis lo lehed yederach iluchim. In ame bayi shel, shepon ofemit balachs, שזובייס יחס מוכל משוס הרבים והשני או בשוכל משוס הרבים ולפנים זובייס הבלטס מהאקרס הרבים ליקונס בהדיה בשכניסה של זובייס האחרס So that makes it uncomfortable, inconvenient for the rabbi to pass through there. So Mimele, even though it's public ground, so it's not Elisha's Rav. Ki ose ravdime om rabbi Yechonen bin amudim nidn ki kamels. Bin amudim nidn ki kamels. My time, aval gav, what did it mean bin amudim? Bin amudim she amudim bi rochobo, vitelim bi atagori, pramakye, vigam istaboy isoy lifneyem. Leishiv shom, Leishiv shom atagorim. So I mean like stands, the amudim will use the stands to sell certain merchandise. So you had amudim, and then people pass through these amudim. So, but since there were amudim parallel to each other, so mimele, it wasn't very convenient to walk there because they had to walk. In a zigzag way. So Afogav did also the rabbi. The rabbi do walk there. Kibbutz Istagelo behed ye. They had to walk there zigzag. So his kikamel is done. That's one lashon. That's one lashon in the Gemara. That Ben Amudim does not have a din lishus rab. Then Omer Rav Yude itztabesh olifnei Amudim nidn kikamel. What's the istabe? The istabe, so in other words, that's like something for the tagorim to sit on. So that has a din kikamels. Liman doma bin amudim has a din of a kamels, the first lotion of the Gemara. Rav dimom rav yechanen. So kolshni istabe. Kolshni istabe. Liman doma istabe, that istabe has a din of the so it's tabu udo in yichet hashmishtei. Aval bin amudim, din yichet hashmishtei loi. Because bin amudim was more yichet hashmishtei than it's tabu. But it wasn't 100% yichet hashmishtei, because they still couldn't walk, you know, in a straight way through the bin amudim. So they had to walk zigzag. So according to Rav Dimei Omer Rav Yechanan, on account of the fact that they couldn't walk straight but zigzag, so Mimele, it is not a Rishus Rav. And so it doesn't possess sufficient Nichalit Hashmishe. And according to Rav Zeire, so only its Tabis does not possess sufficient Nichalit Hashmishe. But Bin Amudim possesses sufficient Nichalit Hashmishe. Avla Abudim, Nichalit Hashmishe, Eloi. So it is a Rishus Rav. Vishnachine, also, that it's not a Rishus Rabbi. So that it is a Rishus Rabbi. But mentions another reason. Vishnachine Aval bin Amudim, the Zimnim, the Darsele Rabbim, Kirshus Rabbim Damye. Kirshus Rabbim Damye. So we have to understand, I mean, Rashi doesn't say anything. What's the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? So the first Lashon says, now both Lishenes, there are two Lishenes in Rav Zeira Omer Rav Yude, but Rav Dime Omer Rav Yechanan, he holds that Ben Amudim does not have a din of Rishus Rabim at all, because it's not Mistagel Behedye, because he has to walk. The Rabim, when they walk there, they cannot walk straight, they have to walk in zigzag. But Rav Zeira Omer Rav Yude, he holds that it's tabe shel lifnei amudim. So it's tabe shel amudim, it does not have a din rishus rabim. But bein amudim itself has a din of rishus rabim. So there are two lishenis in Rav Zeira Omer Rav Yude. According to the first lotion, so the bein amudim has a din of rishus rabim, because it's nichat hashmish. And even though they have to walk zigzag, but that's considered a sufficient nichalit hashmish. And the second lotion says that the reason as to why it's a rishus harabim is because it's darsel rabim. It's darsel rabim. Now it's not mistaber that the second lotion holds that even without nichalit hashmish, even without Nichalit HaShmishei, so it's still a Rishus HaRabim. Because the halacha of Nichlei Tashmishei appears to be something that is not in controversy. So the question is, what's the nafkimine? What's the machlekes between the first lashon and the second lashon? Now both say, the first lashon and the second lashon, both hold that that bin amudim has it in a rishis rabin, but the first lashon explains it on the basis of Nichlei Tashmishei, and the second lashon explains it on the basis of Darsel Rabin. Now, it's not mistaber to say that the second lashon holds that even if it hadn't been Nichlei Tashmishei, so it still would be considered as a rishis rabin, because Nichlei Tashmishei appears to be a dova muske, that as a prerequisite for rishis rabin. So we have to say that the second lashon, when the second lashon says, so it's also based upon the fact that it's Nichlei Tashmishei. But we have to resort to the fact that it's Darsel Rabin. So the question is, so what's the first lashon? So it's not mistaba to say that the first lashon holds that as long as it's Nichlei Tashmishei, even though it's not Darsel Rabin, that it should be considered as a Rishis Rabin. That's not mistaba. So it seems that the first lashon also agrees that if the rabbim don't use it at all, if no segment of the rabbim use that spot, so then it cannot become bottled to the rishis rabbim. So because the Bein Amudi, as Tesis points out, now let's see the Tesis. Tesis says, "Avol Bein Amudi kirshus rabbim yom." Afal pishein bein amud leamud tezayin amuds, have a rishus rabbim. Kiven shebnei rishus rabbim beikim bo, v'chutz lebein amudim rocheif shishosaram. So Tesis was bothered by Akash. How can the bein amudim be considered a rishus rabbim? But one of the prerequisites of rishus rabbim is that it has to be tezayin amud and bein amudim. So you have here an amud, and then you have here an amud. So this space between one amud and the other amud in the midst of the rishus rabbim, so that is not a zayin amud. Why? So Tesis says, as long as chutz lebin amud is rochev shishasar amud, so mimele, even though the space between the amudim is not a zayin amud, why? So it's also rishis rabbim. Why? The answer is, sometimes something has to become a rishis rabbim on the basis of its own merit, and sometimes something becomes a rishis rabbim on the basis of the fact that it becomes bottled to the rishis rabbim. So when do we have a requirement of the zayin amo if it has to become a rishis rabbim on the basis of its own merit? Masheim kein vein amudim does not become a rishus rabbim on the base of its own merit, because between one amud and the other there is no tezayin amud. Why? But it becomes bottled to the rishus rabbim. It becomes bottled to the rishus rabbim. So we can understand as to why Tesis is midayik v'chutz lebein amudim rochev shishos ramo. In other words, suppose, let's say, this is the richav rishus rabbim. This table is the rishus rabbim, and from here to here there is tezayin amud. Why? But you have, let's say, in the middle of the Rechav, you have two amudim. So from Tesis it appears, suppose Zayin Amo exactly, from one end of the Rechav to the other end of the Rechav. So then, if you take out the Bein Amudim space, so then you don't have the Zayin Amo. So it's only the Zayin Amo inclusive with the Bein Amudim space. So it's mashma from Lashon of Tesis, and it's mistaba as Tesis, that in such a case the Bein Amudim would not have a din of Rishus Rabbim, because Tesis Lashon is v'chutz lebein. So he says v'chutz lebein Amudim rochev shishos ramo. In other words, even excluding that space of Bein Amudim,